Something that becomes of utmost importance to all of us is helping our loved ones pass away peacefully. But often, when it comes to that time to say goodbye and to help people leave, we don't know what to say and we don't know what to do, because in many of our cultures, these things are never talked about. And we arrive at one of the most important moments of anyone's life, blind, uninformed, unprepared. In the Buddhist tradition, huge emphasis is put on reflecting about death. Our death, the death of our loved ones. It is a reflection that we are encouraged to do every day. And it is not considered morbid or depressing or negative in the least. It is an essential part of a full, meaningful life. Knowing that death will come, we value each moment. We think deeply, how do I want to use these precious moments that I have? These precious moments with those I love, these precious moments of opportunity to train my mind and evolve in this journey that is life. Now, recognizing that we are not material things, but spiritual beings journeying from life to life to life. We don't exaggerate the importance of possessions and status and reputation, things that will just be left behind. And so because of this focus on death and the journey from one life to the next, there are very beautiful, detailed explanations of things that we can do to help ourselves when our time comes and to help our loved ones. In his book, Living Meaningfully, Dying Joyfully, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche explains the profound practice of transference of consciousness. These are traditional Buddhist meditations and rituals for helping the mind leave one life and travel on a beautiful journey to the next life, to a fortunate human life or to a heavenly pure land of Buddha. In the book, Venerable Geshe explains in great detail the various meditation practices we can use, and at our Buddhist centers, then every month we gather as a community, now virtually online, to say prayers, the transference of consciousness prayers, to help all those who have passed away in the preceding days and weeks to travel through the death process. So I encourage you, if you have the time and the inclination, read through these instructions, learn these meditations for ourselves and for our loved ones. But also in this book, Venerable Geshe gives some very simple pieces of advice that maybe will be of great help when the time comes. Because sometimes we literally don't know what to do. Or in the present situation with the pandemic, maybe we can't even be there personally. And one of the caring, compassionate nurses will ask us, is there something you would like us to do? And there's a few things that Venerable Geshe says that maybe we can just learn now so that we can say, if you could, if it's possible, please do this. So one of those things, Geshe explains in Living Meaningfully, Dying Joyfully, is, he says, generally, when someone is close to death, it is very important not to touch any part of their body other than the crown. By touching their crown, we will cause the door of their crown chakra to open. And this will enable their consciousness to leave the body through the crown, thereby leading it to a higher rebirth. So maybe we can do this ourselves. Maybe we can ask those who will be caring at that point to do this on our behalf and say, when it comes to the moment, please don't touch other parts of their body. But please, if you can, gently caress, massage the crown of their head. And of course, also say whatever needs to be said, whatever comforting words to help the mind be peaceful. Venerable Geshe says, also, while the dying person is still able to hear and understand what we are saying, it is very important to keep their mind calm and peaceful, to encourage them, and to prevent them from becoming upset or unhappy. In this way, they will die peacefully, without any disturbance. So if we have the chance to say things that will help the person be peaceful, let them know they've lived a good life. Let them know that it's okay for them to leave. Let them know they don't need to worry. Let them be calm. And if they're no longer able to hear, we can still gently touch the crown of their head with love, with compassion, and that will help their mind find a pathway to a fortunate rebirth.